Okay, my time is up. Thanks.
You can get back on the stack if you want, Serene, but before you do, I have Michael for another question.
And, I think we're almost out of our 15-minute extension, so I probably won't, but go ahead.
Okay. I've got Michael and then Adriana. Go ahead, Michael.
Very quickly, I just wanted to clarify on the accepting support or offering support. Pacifica, the affiliate program, I think it would make a first scan of whether they would accept a request for such a campaign. And then within the campaign, the underwriter would pick the stations they want, and then the individual stations would have a right of refusal also?
Yes, yes.
So if Pacifica did not accept it, that's as far as it would go?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And Adriana.
Yes. I think that maybe it would be a better place for me to talk about that in the in-person meeting, because these are those things that come again and again just when it's an in-person meeting. It's nothing being done in the middle, and it's those things that happen in Pacifica. Nobody does in the writing, but some stations do. Everybody said, oh, we know, but we don't. You know, I feel that I need to talk to in the PND and probably start with the executive session, but I think that our members need to know that we are trying to do this. That is my feeling. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else to stack?
I'll take that minute if it's available.
Yep, we have 6 minutes remaining on this item. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay, so here's my question. In reading the proposal, one of the motivations in putting this together, in addition to having been approached by some affiliates, was that the affiliate staff and the affiliate program lacks adequate financial support in one case and compensation in terms of labor on the other. So assuming that 25% that's going to be reinvested in the affiliates program will in part go to salaries, why are we also doing a commission basis for actually doing some of this work as opposed to simply expanding salaries? I guess my concern is I've heard that it could be problematic to have a commission structure in doing certain kinds of work, and I'm sure this will come up. You know, as you know, there were several people who felt that even having the discussion was an unholy act, and there were concerns about a slippery slope and about having two different standards, one for Pacifica stations, the sister stations, and a different one for our affiliates. So all of those concerns. And I'm sure that the issue of sales commission to staff is going to be wrapped right into that. So can you sort of address that?
Well, I can address, I think the part I can address is your first question, because that's like a concrete question. The answer to that is that because ultimately we would really want to pay for a real bookkeeper and business manager, and the money for that is the investment in the affiliate program in terms of staff. Now it's not the investment in the affiliate program is not only staff. I mean, you may not know this, but the affiliate program does not even have an office. We are occupying the office of another organization. We are using their utilities, their resources, and the computer I use was a donation from somebody in Texas, from Hewlett-Packard. That's the level at which we're operating. At currently, the affiliate program has almost zero resources. We pay, the program pays for my salary, which, if I may be so bold, say is an insult, the salary I work on. It is so much lower and all the other managers. And my bookkeeper is paid almost nothing. And we have a very, very small staff. And we have no resources really for anything else. So we're not just talking about staff. Now, the affiliate program currently gives away anywhere from 50 to 70% of the income from our fees. No questions asked. We have no idea where that money goes. It does not go into supporting the affiliate program. Now, I have never really had a problem with that, although it's been very hard. But I've never had a problem with it because I understand that the network needs money, and we are here to help the network. And so, but at the same time, we have come to the understanding that if we want to improve our lot, we need to start using the resources of the affiliate program. And this is what we're doing here. We're saying, okay, we're not asking that you give us the money from the affiliate fees. We're raising a new income stream so that we can improve our lot off of the resources within our own network. It's a level of maturity that we're reaching where we're able to do that for ourselves and where Pacific can work with us to do that. But it is, I mean, quite frankly, it's a problem that we are basically using the resources of another organization just simply to have an office. You know, there has never been a significant investment in the affiliate program on Pacifica's part other than our salaries, which has been a very low investment salary-wise. So, you know, there's a lot more to this than, so the sales commission fee, no, that would not go to you know, the to me or the person, whoever was working with me. It would go to pay for a bookkeeper. And, you know, I'm assuming that on some level, the NFC does have part of its mission, kind of the financial welfare of the organization. And I also, you know, I work in community radio. I understand that it's tough because there's always kind of like this frontier thought that you have to grasp. But I am not kidding when I say that without this program, you probably are looking at the loss of an affiliate program within a few years. And that does impact the network financially. It does. And, you know, we're kind of at a crossroads here whether we can use this huge network that we've built to actually, you know, to be a sustaining factor, or whether we're going to lose, you know, the amount of money that it makes now, because you probably are going to lose the program within the next 5 years if we don't do something. It's just the way, you know, the world is going. So there is a financial impact here that is maybe a little bit hard to see, but, you know, the name of the game at Pacifica is to be able to see the future. And, you know, my professional opinion is that that is part of what's being decided here now.
And I agree with that.
Quick question from Bill.
Okay, we're at time. I will take a proposal for an extension if someone wants to keep the discussion going. And we do not have any language before the committee yet that would express an opinion one way or the other to the PNB.
Bill, I move to extend 5 minutes.
Motion to extend 5 minutes. Do I have any objections?
Yes.
Adriana objects. Arpal, can you call the roll? Arpal, are you with us?
Yeah, it takes a few seconds. Okay. Okay, on an extension for 5 minutes. Lydia Brazan? Adriana Kasanov?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Brian Edward Steekert?
Yes.
Marcus Jeter, R. Paul Martin, abstain. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
No.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Barbara Wipperman. Okay, anybody whose name I didn't call? Okay, the motion is 3-4, 3 against, 1 abstention.
Tied vote fails. So we'll move on to the next agenda item. So the members of the Finance Committee can send their comments directly to the PMB for discussion that will happen at the board level. The next item that we have is the motion from the WBAI LSB regarding SCA revenues. We also have tabled Adriana's motion regarding local station board monitoring. We could take that off the table with a non-debatable simple majority vote if anyone wishes to propose to do so.
So moved.
Okay. The
Brian, sorry, this is Ursula. I'm going to sign off, okay?
Okay, thank you for your time, Ursula.
Thank you very much.
Can I just have an explanation? Is there a next step here, or has this kind of been killed? What's happening now?
Ursula, I will go to Lydia and the board and say that it was discussed by the Finance Committee and no action taken. That's the best I can do.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Ursula.
So we have a motion to take from the table what is on your agenda as item 4A. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, we are on to the motion that is titled LSB Review Budget Motion with a time limit of 15 minutes that will end at 10:05 Eastern. So, Bill Crozier, you said you had compiled and sent out a proposed substitute motion.
Yes. It's somewhat long. I don't know if you want to read it. I emailed it to all of you, but I can read it if you want.
Well, let me ask, first of all, if there's anyone who does not have it in front of them. It is several paragraphs down in Bill Crozier's reply to the email with the agenda in it.
I can read it. I guess it's not too long. It's about half a page.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay.
Okay, so what's happening right now is Adriana's motion on the floor, are we saying? Or is no motion on the floor?
No, her motion is already pending at the PNB. So what we can pass here is advice. In other words, she took it straight to the PNB, and the PNB has not referred it to this committee. But if this committee wants to suggest improved language, as the committee chair, I will move that at the time that this comes up for discussion at the PNB. Does that make sense, Arpal?
Okay, so what we're going to do is possibly be voting on changes to a motion that we're not actually considering.
We're voting on suggestions to the PNB for if and when this motion comes up.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bill. Bill, you with us?
Sorry, yeah, I thought I was unmuting, and I was already unmuted. So, first I suggest we split the motion. It's into two motions. We divide it, as we discussed last week. The first one would be on regular and timely financial information from the stations for the NFC, the PNB, and the LSBs. And then the second motion after dividing would be on regular review of financial reports from the CFO by the National Finance Committee. So I'll read the first one if you want first. That's the long one. Whereas Pacifica's units have allowed little to no reserves in their budgets, and I'll clarify what's different from what Adriana said. And whereas closely tracking the quarterly status of each unit is particularly imperative at this time, I move, and this is her motion, that per the Pacifica bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, Item A, that LSBs, quote, review and approve that station's budget and make quarterly reports to the foundation's board of directors regarding the station's budget, actual income and expenditures, close quote. The PMB directs the LSBs to make reports of quarterly budget, actual income and expenditures, plus cash flow, to the PNB quarterly, and I'm eliminating the dates that were in the original motion that were kind of outdated now anyway, no later than after the end of each quarter. The financial report shall be generated from data in the general ledger, and each station shall use the same software in order to facilitate the collection, analysis, and reporting of this information. Further, these financial reports should include income statements, balance sheets, cash flow reports, and cash flow projections. And if you're reading along, what's in square brackets on the, what I sent you is removed text, so I'm not reading that. Next point, in order to, for the LSBs to comply with their duties per the bylaws, the ED/IED shall direct the general manager of each station to produce and send to their LSBs an electronic file of the budget draft at least 3 days in advance of the meeting during which the LSB is scheduled to approve the budget. The ED/IED shall also direct the IGMs to send an electronic file of the station's LSB-approved budget to the NFC with a CC to the respective LSB within 3 days of approval. Well, that's the same as what Serene said. And then I delete the rest of it, and then leave in, failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the GM/IGM's performance review by the LSB and PNB. And then added final point, the budget drafts sent to the NFC should include all assumptions used to arrive at budget figures. So that's the first part of the divided motion. Do you want me to go in with the second part, or do you want to discuss this first?
Why don't you blow through the second part while you're
okay,
there?
Okay, it's shorter. Okay, the second one would be on regular review of financial reports from the CFO by the National Finance Committee. The NFC shall also review the Pacifica National Offices and its units' finances, it did say budgets, but I'm changing that to finances, quarterly as well. The CFO shall send an electronic file of the P&Os and each unit's budget drafts to the NFC with a CC to the ED/IED at least 3 days prior to being presented to the NFC for approval, and an electronic file of the P&Os and its units' NFC-approved budgets to the PNB within 3 days of its approval. Failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the CFO's performance review by the PNB. So I'm separating that part out because it has to do with reports from the CFO to the NFC. Do you want me to motivate any of this? I put a lot of it in the what I emailed you, but...
You know, I think we had a lot of our discussion about what people wanted last meeting. So
right.
Let me ask first if there are clarifying questions from members of the board about the language that Bill has proposed.
Okay.
Adriana?
I've got Adriana.
Michael.
Anyone else?
Michael?
Adriana and Michael, anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
The idea of that motion is nothing different than what the bylaws said that we should be doing. The idea of this...
Sorry, Adriana, I was asking for clarifying questions right now.
That's right. What she's doing, we saw this that he's having. I mean, the only thing you can see when we have the data, all of them go in certain ways and use... I mean, this is an attempt to do exactly the same, nothing. And it's taking exactly from there. The only thing that's at this. Failure to do so shall be the key consideration in the GM, IGM, and performance review by the LSE and PNB. The motion, the idea of the motion is not put everything possible that we can do because we are supposed to be doing it. The idea is having a motion that's at this. That has consequences. That is what is not happening in this foundation. We don't have consequences. People do whatever, they don't do the job, they don't do what they are supposed to be doing, and it's not consequences. The idea of that motion was the simplest possible, but those consequences is ratify to everybody that this is an obligation and we have to do it and put some time framing for doing it. That's why I think that all that is being asked is just a bunch of things there that some of them are impossible even to do today because we don't have accounting system that we should. That's why I think that it's just delaying, putting something else and, you know, not to do at least the minimum that we should. Thank you.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah, Bill's effort, and thank you, Bill, to incorporate the various points you made clarified for me a difficulty with the whole resolution, which I support the thrust of it. But the problem is there are two separate things that are combined, and there's only teeth related to one of them, which is to say that the second half of what is now Motion 4A.1 is about producing a budget. In other words, that's a prospective plan for the coming year, and the failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the GM's performance review. But the first part of it is not about a prospective budget. It's about the actuals of the year that we're in once that budget is made, to compare the budget and the actuals and to see how our performance is matching up to the budget. And there are no teeth in that part, and that's the part that we at KPFK have had tremendous problems with. So, you know, we're finally catching up to where we're getting actuals that are current and grounded in the ledger. But I would like to see something in the motion that holds the feet to the fire of management on that part of it as well, which is providing the financial data showing how we're actually carrying out our operations in order for the LSB to make this quarterly review. See what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, and I hope you have a proposal for addressing your concern.
I'll try to write one up. The other thing is just a type, I don't know, it's grammatical, in the 4A2, I think it's the NFC shall review the finances of Pacific National Office and its units, and get rid of all the apostrophe S's, most of some of which are wrong and all of which are confusing.
Okay. Michael, are you in a position to make that change?
Yes.
And send it
yes.
to supply chain?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else clarifying questions or proposed amendments?
Well, I'd like to say something after everybody else has their questions.
My question, Bill, in your bullet, your red text on the bulleted paragraph regarding budget compliance, you say delete the rest of this sentence. Are you deleting everything after the closed parenthesis there?
Let's see, I'm not exactly sure where you're talking about.
Red.
On the paragraph that starts per the Pacifica bylaws?
Uh-huh.
I intended to delete everything in square brackets. Let me see.
Okay.
I'm not sure what you're referring to exactly, though.
Okay, if it's in brackets, it's getting deleted.
Yes.
If it's in parentheses, it's your comment on what's being deleted.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. Sorry for that.
Okay. How are you doing there, Michael?
I'm typing the first one. I'll send that. I'll take a look at the second one.
Could I add another comment while we're waiting on that?
Sure, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, one of the current, and I agree about making sure we all get reports. The NFC needs reports, the LSBs needs reports, they need the butt draft budgets, the PNB needs reports, and that we've all been frustrated by not getting timely and adequate reports. But one of the problems is that, you know, people, if you want to give somebody the responsibility, they also need the authority to do it. And, for example, in the first submotion, we can't make the GMs send a copy of what the NFC approves, because they don't necessarily have it. That would be our responsibility, getting the NFC approved budget. This is back after we process it back to the LSBs. I mean, that's kind of a minor point, but the other problem is if we're going to try to hold the general managers responsible, is that we need clarification of what authority they have, because I think last year, I don't have the text of the motion that PNB approved, but they basically removed some of the authority from the ED to about finances and put it all on the CFO. And so, and the GMs don't work for the CFO. So, and the business managers, I think, still work for the general managers.
Yeah, but point of information.
It's really muddled in terms of the authority and responsibility lines.
Point of information.
Question, John?
No, not quite, just information for Bill's comment. The ED still must approve the budgets from the stations. Yes, your reporting line you've outlined is correct, but the ED still has to deal with the GMs on the budgets.
Right. What the board did is it gave the CFO a role in hiring and discharging business managers.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But does the ED have the authority to get the GMs and the business managers and the CFO to do what's needed?
No.
See, that's the problem.
Quick answer, no.
That's a philosophical question. Does anyone in Pacifica have the authority to do what's needed?
No comment. To give a serious answer, the specific language that from, I think it was the resolution in February about the CFO reporting structure is that the CFO is obligated to work with and present reports and updates as required by the ED. So that there is a requirement that there be cooperation between and information exchanged between the CFO and the ED. But there's no direct supervision.
And so I see that up as a problem because if
I'm
we
okay, we're drifting off course here, folks. Michael's got a message down.
I sent two separate replies to all, with one with the grammatical change and one with the substantive change. But I haven't received them in my own inbox yet.
I've got one from you so far, Michael. Okay. Yes, Adriana, quickly.
Yes, I have a question. When you send the proposal agenda, I found it in the Yahoo groups, but I never received it in my account in the PMB. I received now the Michael Novick draft. His changes, but I didn't receive originally the agenda. You sent it to the whole league?
Yes, I sent a proposed agenda. It would have been 10 minutes to 1 a.m. your time last night.
Tony, for a point of information.
Might want to check your spam folder. Maybe it doesn't like my address.
No, I know.
Tony, what's your question?
Just a quick question to Adriana. What is your read? How do you feel about the recommendations by Phil Froese? Do you have an issue with them or? I didn't hear you speak on
that. I think that this is complicating the whole motion to produce nothing, because the whole idea of my motion was to just some teeth in what we have is our obligation about the bylaws, and we are not doing it. No station is doing it. It's not only, I'm not talking about one station, the ones that I know, and we see what's happened. The LSDs don't even touch the some general managers and some business managers don't even go to talk to their LSE. That was the idea, trying to put some people there, saying if the LSE don't send the quarterly report, need to be consequences. They have to receive the information. Then we can make a motion that is a huge thing that nobody will pay attention, exactly the same thing that with the bylaws. The idea is just that. Consequences if we don't do what we are supposed to be doing and put in some time frame. It's not that they will give the quarterly report next year.
The sentence is still in his language that says failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the GM's or IGM's performance review by the LSB and PNB.
What? how do you think that they will produce all of that, the cash flow, all of that, if we don't receive even a regular report?
So how, you're. I'm trying to understand your objection to see if we can create a solution. So is your objection that we're creating too much work for them, or that we're not giving them consequences for not doing the work?
That we are not doing any consequences, and it's too ambiguous and too almost impossible to do, like I said, that they are counting, that we produce nothing. It's always an excuse. That is my worry about that, you know. And the first thing that they did is just that, took the consequence from there. Just delete in his modification. It's exactly that. Just delete that part. Yeah, the only one that are responsible, the only one that are employees being paid to do something, don't give the information to the FSE. The FSE doesn't give it to the PMB, and nothing happened. That is exactly delete from bill motion, bill closure motion, or modification.
Okay, let me, because I want to figure out what specific parts you object to so that we can put them to votes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So do you object to adding cash flow to the list of items in paragraph 4, the list of items that LSB should include in their reports to the PMB?
No, I don't have any problem with that specific language, but like I said, all come from the same place. The LSB cannot generate it, right? The LSB need to receive it.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you object to changing the turnaround time for the LSBs from 2 weeks to 30 days?
I don't think that is, but that's fine.
Do you object to the language that says the financial reports shall be generated from data in the general ledger and each station shall use the same software, et cetera, et cetera?
You know, we can do it, but are you sure that we can do it? All of us can do it? Because what I'm saying is we are adding more language, and then we'll start the problem why they cannot come up. That is my only problem.
Uh-huh. Well, that specific sentence, I don't read that as creating additional requirements. I read it as being more specific about what the requirements are.
Okay.
So then moving to the next paragraph.
I'm reading Michael Novak, but I have it in front of me, and I think that I basically agree with him.
I copied out at the top of each email the sections I was changing. The rest of it's down below. If you show the trimmed content, it will show you the rest of the agenda and the original motion and the bill changes and so on.
Serene, please.
Michael, quick question on your language. It says the station's GM shall be responsible for providing necessary reports
LSB,
to the
not
lab.
Web.
You mean LSB?
LSB. Yeah, that's just the title.
Serene, did I anticipate you?
Yeah.
No, that was my correction.
Yeah.
Great. Great mind, Serene.
Yeah.
Well, we need to bring this to some kind of thrilling conclusion. May I suggest that what we put to a vote or further modification be Michael's latest revision, taking his first email.
Oh. There's one other typo there. The apostrophe S in units before NFC approved budget should be taken out. It should be a plural S.
Okay.
Or S apostrophe.
So let's start with the easy one, the email whose first line is grammatical change. Does anyone object to proposing the PNB adopt the language in this motion?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Arpaul.
Yes, we... This method of presenting this is kind of disorganized, and it's I'm having trouble figuring out how we're going to make the minutes work, especially since the minutes are in black and white, and this is in color.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, that's a problem.
The color derived from Bill's, I just started typing, and it was in color.
And this is...
All the minutes will need, all the minutes will need is the language that we have proposed to the PNB without any of the annotation.
Can I clarify quickly?
I could read that and clean it up later, Paul.
Well, somebody's going to have to read it out to us then and then do that so that we all know exactly what we're voting on. Because
sure. I will read it for clarity's sake. So this is the email sent at 10:01 p.m. Eastern. From Michael Novick, the first line is grammatical change. The language is as follows. The NFC shall also review the finances of the Pacifica National Office and its units quarterly as well. The CFO shall send an electronic file of the PNOs and each unit's budget drafts to the NFC with a CC to the ED/IED at least 3 days prior to being presented to the NFC for approval, and an electronic file of the PNOs and its units' NFC-approved budgets to the PNB within 3 days of its approval. Failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the CFO's performance review by the PNB.
Spill, real quick comment.
I hope we're past comments. Is it an objection to that language?
No, it's not an objection. It's just to our Paul. Just, you know, ignore the red. That's just to clarify what was changed. And you read it just right.
Well, Michael has new text in red. But, Michael, you're going to clean it up, right?
Okay. The red came from Bill. So I will clean it up and send it without the caps, without the red, without the apostrophes and parentheses, just the language.
Okay. Does anyone object to the language that I just read? Okay, so what will go in the minutes then is that the National Finance Committee is recommending that the PNB adopt this language. Now, the other email that was sent by Michael is language to replace the other chunk of Adriana's original motion. I will give it another dramatic reading. Per the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, Item A, that LSBs, quote, review and approve the station's budget and make quarterly reports to the Foundation's Board of Directors regarding the station's budget, actual income, and expenditures, end quote, the PNB directs the LSBs to make their reports of a quarterly comparison of budget to actual income and expenditures plus cash flow to the PNB quarterly, no later than 30 days after the end of each quarter. The station's interim or general manager shall be responsible for providing the necessary reports to the LSB. The financial reports shall be generated from data in the general ledger, and each station shall use the same software in order to facilitate the collection, analysis, and reporting of this information. Further, these financial reports should include income statements, balance sheets, cash flow reports, and cash flow projections. Now, does anyone have objections to that language?
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I want to add the consequences for the general managers or IGMs if they do not. Because it said there that if they're be responsible for providing the necessary report, but should ask that, you know, that the consequences,
yes,
the same language that is in the other one.
Just to clarify, I only took out the section that needed changing, so that language would still be in the total motion.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's behind the
end. So we're keeping intact the first... Okay.
The second point.
I don't want to lose clarity on what we're voting on.
I just took out two bullet points from Bill's thing. The rest of Bill's thing was unchanged, would be unchanged, and...
So we're only modifying the fourth bullet point.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will continue reading that from Bill's language.
Yeah.
In order for the LSBs to comply with their duties per the bylaws, the ED/IED shall direct the general manager, in parentheses, GM/IGM, of each station to produce and send to their LSBs an electronic file of the budget draft at least 3 days in advance of the meeting during which the LSB is scheduled to approve the budget. The ED/IED shall also direct the GM/IGMs to send an electronic file of the station's LSB-approved budget to the NFC with a CC to the respective LSB within 3 days of approval. Failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the GM/IGM's performance review by the LSB and PNB. I don't actually think that addresses Adriana's point, Michael, because it doesn't include that consequence language about providing financial reports.
Okay, I'm fine with that consequence language.
So we need to copy and paste that consequence language and add it to the paragraph you sent out. Right?
Yeah, I'm saying the paragraph I sent out was just a chunk from within the larger. I wasn't changing any other language that was there.
No, I got you. I'm not sure at what stage of revision it dropped out,
okay.
But the substance of Adriana's point remains.
Okay, I'll add it back in. I'll take it and assume that it's included in, and I'll send it back out in a second. I'm trying to clean up the red at the moment.
So it's, I think, the exact same sentence as the end of paragraph
yeah.
5.
Mm-hmm.
Inserted into paragraph 4. And then the final paragraph is Bill's language. The budget draft sent to the NFC should include all assumptions used to arrive at budget figures.
Hello?
And Bill,
hey, Adriana.
I'm sorry, but technology is failing me today. I'm sorry.
Point of
sanity?
No, it's too late for that. Wherever we have GM/IGM, I would ask that we remove IGM. Whether someone is interim or not, the responsibilities of the position remain the same. But I don't think we need to have GM/IGM, just GM throughout.
I don't disagree with you, Serene, but do you really want to spend the committee's time wordsmithing that?
No one's going to object, and we'll just have it done.
Okay. What I'm hoping is we'll be able to turn around a clean copy of the motion in the next couple of minutes so we can be sure what we're all voting on.
Yeah, because we're 5 minutes over time.
Yeah. And I don't think purging the eye from every GM is going to speed that up.
No, but if we agree, our Paul can just do that later.
Oh, no.
I think the groans have been coming from our Paul's apartment.
This Bill, I had a question. What did,
yeah,
what did, was it, I'm not sure, Adriana or Michael?
Fine. I'll do it at the PMD, that's fine.
What were we proposing adding
okay.
back in? I'm not sure what I deleted that I shouldn't have deleted.
I don't know if it was in the original or where it dropped out, but the substance of Adriana's concern is that there's a paragraph saying what reporting requirements the LSBs have that doesn't establish any commensurate obligation for station management to provide the LSBs with data. So Michael had put in a requirement that they provide the data in his latest version of the language, and her concern was that it didn't say what would happen if they failed to do so.
I think I left that in there. That's in the fourth bullet point.
Yeah, that's what I said three times. Bill left it in there. I wasn't changing that, but I just added it back in again. I'm about to send it.
Oh, okay. It was in his fourth bullet.
For that, it was exactly Adriana's language. I mean, that's what I based most of this on,
yeah.
Plus the comments and suggestions that everybody else made at the last meeting.
Okay. I just got a new email from you, Michael. So this is the full motion, correct?
I think so. Let me go back and look at the email. No, I don't have the whereas, and I moved that. I just picked up from the...
Okay. So it's everything after the whereases.
Yeah, I think it has something about it. I didn't see anything to get again.
Okay. Does anybody want a reading, or can everybody look at what's in front of them?
Yeah, I think we need to have a reading so that we can, you know.
Okay.
That's how you discover you left out something.
Yep. Arpal, do you want to read it, or do you want me to?
I'll let somebody else read it so that I can copy and paste it, and we'll all
sounds
have
good.
The same motion.
And clarify where it goes.
What's that, Bill?
Sorry, I muted myself too fast.
Twitter is wrong. The first paragraph is the purr.
Okay, yeah, just I was wondering where it goes, so thank you.
Okay, resuming. The first paragraph is the purr.
No, I'm saying it's to start with the purr of the Pacifica bylaws. The first paragraph you see in my email was the second change I made, which is just grammatical, and that goes after the other two paragraphs. Sorry.
So they're transposed?
Yes.
Okay.
The first paragraph is really the third paragraph. Sorry.
So what we're... Can you send out a clean copy, Michael?
Okay. I'll do it one Okay, I think that went.
Thank you for your forbearance, everyone.
Everybody get that?
Not on the web page yet.
I got it in my inbox. I don't know.
I still don't have it. Not yet.
It's nested. Look on your. I don't know how you get your email, but mine comes in at the bottom of the Bill Crozier. Thanks for the agenda, Brian. Message. Just down in a thread.
Yeah, the listserv hasn't spat it out yet.
Yeah, the last message I got from you was 5 minutes ago, but I'll keep checking.
Okay. This is 1724. Over my time.
Yeah, it's just Yahoo Group's taking its time. Okay. So, this is picking up after the whereases, which have been intact in every version. Per the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, Item A, that LSBs, quote, review and approve the station's budgets and make quarterly reports to the Foundation's Board of Directors regarding the station's budget, actual income, and expenditures, close quote. The PNB directs the LSBs to make their reports of a quarterly comparison of budget to actual income and expenditures plus cash flow to the PNB quarterly, no later than 30 days after the end of each quarter. The station's interim or general manager shall be responsible for providing the necessary reports to the LSB. The financial reports shall be generated from data in the general ledger, and each station shall use the same software in order to facilitate the collection, analysis, and reporting of this information. Further, these financial reports should include income statements, balance sheets, cash flow reports, and cash flow projections. In order for the LSBs to comply with their duties per the bylaws, the ED/IED shall direct the general manager of each station to produce and send to their LSBs an electronic file of the budget draft at least 3 days in advance of the meeting, during which the LSB is scheduled to approve the budget. The ED/IED shall also direct the GMs/IGMs to send an electronic file of the station's LSB-approved budget to the NFC, with a CC to the respective LSB within 3 days of approval, as well as an electronic file of the station's NFC-approved budget to the station's LSB within 3 days of its approval. Failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the GMs/IGMs performance review by the LSB and PNB. The budget drafts sent to the NFC should include all assumptions used to arrive at budget figures. The NFC shall also review the finances of the Pacifica National Office and its units quarterly as well. The CFO shall send an electronic file of the TNOs in each unit's budget drafts to the NFC with a CC to the ED/IED at least 3 days prior to being presented to the NFC for approval, and an electronic file of the TNOs in its unit's NFC-approved budgets to the PNB within 3 days of its approval. Failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the CFO's performance review by the PNB.
Bill.
Yeah, Michael, I'm not seeing the language that we were supposed to be pasting into that paragraph.
I think it was the first paragraph of his previous note, which you read, the one that starts, the NFC shall also review.
That creates consequences for the CFO, but there's no consequences on not providing data to the LSBs.
Okay.
That was Adriana's initial concern. That paragraph is silent.
Could I comment on that?
It does say the interim or general manager shall be responsible for providing the necessary reports to the local station board.
Yeah, but then I put in the whole next paragraph. It says, in order for the LSB to comply, blah, 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 the LSB-approved budget, the NFC with the CC, failure to do social safety.
But that's about budgets, not financial reports.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I call for the orders of the day. It's 10:30.
Okay. If anyone wants to propose extending, we'll need a two-thirds vote to do it. Otherwise, that forces us to adjourn. Does anyone wish to do so? All right. We will send no recommendations to the National Board. We're now adjourned. Have a good night, everybody.